Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Tony Domenico from Club Pizzazz.
Club Pizzazz?
Yeah.
What is Club Pizzazz?
Well, only Newbridge's premier entertainment establishment. We're out here on Route 6.
I don't know where Club Pizzazz is.
We're out on Route 6, like I said, by Mickey Goodnights and Newbridge Chemical.
By Mickey Goodnights and New... With that, not that old, that not the big old place that used to be. What did that used to be?
I know you've been there.
Steakhouse, right? Domenico's Steakhouse.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
My dad, Tony Sr., was of course the founder and the owner of Domenico's Steakhouse.
Okay.
It's a whole new boogie now, though.
All right, so you kind of took over things.
Exactly. It's basically your one stop for music, dancing, all around good times.
And it's called what? Club Pizzazz?
Club Pizzazz, yeah.
Wow, that sounds that's pretty exciting.
Well, it is exciting, and here's something exciting for you. I'm here to extend my invitation to you to let you in on the ground floor here.
The ground floor of what? Of Club Pizzazz?
Yes, yeah. A lot of great shows coming up, and want to include you in there.
What do you mean? Like I can get in or stuff? I would do that.
No, perform.
Perform?
I want to have you perform here, yeah.
Well, no, I'm not a performer.
Sure, I've heard your radio. I haven't heard your show, but my employees have heard, and they've said that you really know your way around the mic, and you're basically an all-around entertainer. Pretty funny guy.
Well, again, I'm better off on the radio, and it's really not my strong suit performing in like a club.
Well, you can't say no.
I kind of just did.
Well, I've already booked you.
You booked me already.
Yeah.
Without my permission.
Well, no, I didn't think I'd need it. I figured you'd be hungry for a break.
Well,
you sing, right, Tom?
Do I sing?
Yeah.
No, not. I'm little more than a shower singer.
Well, what I'm thinking here is basically, Sharpling's best show at Club Pizzazz, featuring the Pizzazzettes.
The Pizzazzettes. What are the Pizzazzettes?
I like the Rockettes, but with a little less clothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is flattering, but I'm really not a performer.
It's already on the chalkboard, though.
What's that mean?
The show was already on the chalkboard in the office.
The chalkboard?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to erase it from the chalkboard. No.
Well, once it's on the chalkboard, it can't be taken off. That's one of the rules here.
Do you not understand how chalk works?
Of course I do.
If things can be taken off a chalkboard, if it's written in chalk. That's almost the point of chalk.
Well, it's an old Domenico family rule that once it's on the chalkboard, whether it's, you know, it's chores, things like that, you know, deliveries, etc., you know, it can't be taken off.
That it stays up on the chalkboard.
It stays on the board.
Uh-huh.
Written in chalk.
Well, I guess you might have to rewrite those family rules, then, because I...
Nobody rewrites the family rules, son. Well, at the very least, I'd love for you to serve as the Club Pizzazz MC, and I'd love to hire you to be what I would call our Hype Master General.
Hype Master? What do you mean? Like, pump up the crowd, like, that kind of guy?
Pump up the crowds at the show, pump the shows in advance on your show, on other people's shows. I could see you going on, you know, on Howard's show or, D DLR show or Corolla's show, stuff like that.
And what? Plug stuff that's going on at your club?
Yeah. I've already got a satin jacket for you.
For what? The Hype Master General?
Yeah. It says Hype Master General Sharpling on the left breast, and on the back it says Club Pizzazz, and it's got a picture of me in a Speedo.
This is really not something I'm interested in being.
You're a size small, right?
No.
You sound small.
Little guy. What?
Little guy.
I'm not a little guy.
Like, kind of weak.
No.
Really? You sound tiny.
I'm not tiny.
A voice, the voice can sometimes throw you.
I will have to take your word for it.
Well, listen to this. I think I'll change your mind once you hear about the, I mean, just the show after show that's just going to knock your socks up.
Over at Club Pizzazz.
Yeah.
Well, for example, like what kind of stuff do you guys have coming up?
Well, you know, just... in December, December 1st, we got Lava recording artists Antigone Rising and Newbridge's own Dworkin's Tribe featuring Barry Dworkin, formerly of the Gas Station Dogs. Second, we got The Roots and Death from Above, 1979. December 3rd, Lava recording artist Skindred, kind of a rap reggae amalgam with Newbridge's own Ivory Vibe Nation band featuring Ross Michael, Tim Richards.
Featuring who?
Ross Michael Tim Richards.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Well, he's local. You've seen him at the Reggae Lounge 4 out in Tribridge, probably.
Okay.
December 4th, we got Jesse Maitland and Marah, great roots rock from New York and Philly. December 7th, the Click 5. I'm sure you've heard of these guys.
That's kind of like that boy band. Like
it's a great pop rock band. Killer new album out on Lava Records. They're actually on Leno the other night.
Okay.
The 10th, we got the first round of Newbridge Idol.
Okay.
Which is just like American Idol, but the contestants are from here, and got some great judges.
So, like who's going to be judging the...
Well, it's actually one judge.
Okay, who's that?
Pete Domenico. He's my brother. He's from Lava Records. And then on December 11th, we got Lava recording artist Toby Lightman. And then on the 14th, the Fuzz Bombs. Killer... garage band from North Westbridge. And then December 23rd, we got this great Christmas show with Vanessa Williams, who I'm sure you remember.
The actress and singer.
Well, she has a new album out on Lava Records. It's really going to be great.
Keep mentioning Lava Records a whole lot.
What do you mean?
But I know you've mentioned it four times at least in that rundown of the clubs.
I didn't really think about that. Yeah, maybe you're right, yeah. A lot of Lava artists. Great stuff, great label.
What, is there like a club connection between you and Lava Records?
My brother Pete, he works for them.
Okay.
And Tony Sr., my dad, is a silent partner.
Over at Lava.
Exactly, yeah.
And he helps, between the two of them, they kind of funnel Lava acts over to the club.
I never really thought of it that way, but they kind of tip us that, you know, hey, so-and-so's coming on tour. You should check it out. You know, Uncle Cracker's coming, and you'd be wise to book it. And I'm always like, okay, let's do it. But hey, I want to tell you, there's going to be a lot of great non-music shows coming
too. Okay. Sure.
Club Pizzazz is not only just rock and roll and music, etc. December 3rd, we have the New Jersey Arm Wrestling Championships, which is hosted by Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult. December 13th, Los Amigos, great Latin ballroom dancing show. Something
okay.
Like that, yeah. It's going to be great. Check it all out.
You guys have a pretty full schedule there.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, what that what was the arm wrestling? What date was the arm wrestling thing?
That's December 3rd.
December 3rd?
Yeah.
And did you that's like a non-music thing, but did
right.
you also mention, do you, I could almost have sworn you mentioned something else on December 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Skindred, the rap reggae band, is also playing on December 3rd.
So you have like an arm wrestling championship.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then a like a, what is it? Skindred?
Yeah, it's kind of rap reggae. And also, December 13th is, like I said, Los Amigos, Latin ballroom dancing. And then later on that night is Toby Lightman, yeah, sort of thing.
And who's Toby Lightman again?
Kind of folk, can I say lesbian? I don't know if I can say.
Well, you just did.
I mean, I'm not sure if she is, but the picture looked like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's a whole other thing I'm not going to get into, but we'll let that slide. So, but aren't those weird in terms of, like, for when is the arm wrestling thing? What time in the day is that?
That is at 8 o'clock.
And what time is the...
Kindred's on at 10.
But how long does the arm wrestling thing take?
Like 2 hours.
Well, that's not going to work.
I think it'll work, yeah. I mean, we got to do it that way. There's a lot of overhead at a place like this, you know, like, I got to double book, you know. I need to bring in 20 grand a day just to keep this place open. That's why we sometimes have, you know, two and three shows a day.
You have three shows
a
day at the venue?
Sometimes.
Like what? Like what would be three, like, but not so jarring like that, like that arm wrestling.
Well, I don't think that's really jarring. Well, here's an example. December 15th.
Yeah.
Starting off, I got the this is a two show a day thing. Central New Jersey Farm Show. Got that at like 6 in the morning. Farmers come in, they bring their livestock, and they have, you know, like things like pumpkin carving contest, biggest steer, that sort of thing. We put hay down all over the floor, and it's going to be great. And then that night we have the Newbridge College Winter Prom and Varsity Awards Banquet. Very classy affair.
And what time is that at?
That's going to be at 6:30, I think, doors are for that.
But all day you've had something with, like, livestock in the place?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And there's no problem with that? That you're trying to do
we haven't had it yet, so.
Well,
I mean, what could the problem be?
Maybe that the place would smell like livestock.
We're going to put hay down.
That'll just fix everything. Yeah, no, I did hear you, which sounds like more of a problem than anything.
No, I think the manure would be the problem, but the hay will absorb all that. That's what hay's for.
So you're going to be able to clean out your club.
Yeah.
And turn it into a place that's suitable for a what was it?
The Newbridge College Winter Prom.
For a prom?
Yes.
You're going to be able to, like, decorate the club in time.
Yeah.
From something where you had farmers and animals all day and turn it into a suitable venue for a prom.
Well, I told those hicks that they had to clean up after themselves, so I'm assuming they're going to.
Well, that's a pretty huge assumption on your part.
Well...
Let
me tell you about December 20th. That's going to be the day from heck, all right?
Okay.
So that's going to be a big money winner for us. And I'm including you and us, too, because you're going to be working this show, too.
As what? Hype Master
Hype
General?
Hype Master General, yes.
Okay.
10 a.m., we have a breakfast prayer meeting for the Federation of Christian Athletes. And we have former Jet... cornerback Nate Kittner. He's going to be the main speaker. Very spiritual young man. Really did his time in the NFL and you know, paid the price, but kind of, you know, definitely rebounded. And then from noon until 6:30, we have Ron Jeremy's Legends of Porn convention.
Oh my God!
With
What time is the Christian athlete thing?
That ends at 11:45 a.m.
And what time does the other one start?
Noon.
Noon!
Why?
So there's like a 15-minute window. What is the second thing called? Ron Jeremy's...
Legends of Porn.
Legends of Porn.
But people start lining up, you know, probably at like 9 for that, just to get a good spot.
Oh! So you're going to have a line around the building of all these porn enthusiasts.
Well, wouldn't you line up to see Misty Valley, Reggie Monroe, and Engelbert Humperdinck?
No, I wouldn't. And I would be horrified if I was one of the if I was one of the people coming out to honor these Christian athletes and then knowing that there was a crowd of porn enthusiasts surrounding the building.
Hey, different strokes. That's what I say. You know.
Yeah. Well, you don't see any kind of conflict with that.
Well, let's move on. At 7 p.m., we got another great show, our third show of the day, which we're very excited about. Kids Incorporated.
What is that?
They're a great troop of kids who have a very positive message that they like to impart to other kids. You know, basically uniting kids through song.
Uniting kids through song.
Yeah. And that starts at 7, probably kids lining up around 5:30 or so.
And what time does that Legends of Porn thing stop?
It stops at 6:30. That's the kind of different thing, because people will probably be kind of tipsy, and they'll probably hang out and want to meet, you know, Engelbutt and Misty and Ron. And
you don't see any. Taken. You don't think that's going to be a disaster?
I don't. No, I mean, you know, like they say, you know, citizen police thyself, you know. And so that's basically how I live my life.
That's how you live your life. So
yeah.
Citizen police thyself.
Yeah. But the big show. The exciting thing, 9:30, we're going to be having this kind of Rocky Horror-style presentation of The Devil's Rejects.
Yeah?
The new Rob Zombie flick.
Sure, yeah.
These teenagers are insane. They get up and they act out all the gory scenes. Like, it's enough of a hit already that kids already know it.
Uh-huh.
And they bring these, like, bloody chainsaws and meat hooks and these animal entrails. Terrifying.
So let me just lay this out for you.
Yeah.
You just imagine this.
Okay.
Not going to say it's your club. Let's just imagine a club.
Okay. Like in Westbridge.
In Westbridge.
Okay.
The guy in Westbridge has an event where there's something for... It's a religious thing.
Okay.
He has scheduled a couple hours later... Some kind of adult entertainment thing.
Right.
And then right along the tail of the adult entertainment thing ending, he has a kids event with children.
Okay.
Then, while the kids thing is going on, he's got a line around the building of people with bloody meat hooks getting ready to act out a hard R horror movie.
Right.
What's your opinion of that?
I would think this club owner is a genius. What's his story? What's his secret?
So you don't think there's any problem with the spillover that kids are gonna what's that thing called Kids Incorporated?
Yeah.
That they're gonna run into people spilling out of this Ron Jeremy Legend of Porn thing.
Right.
And then you're going to have kids running into those people who are going to be drunk at that point.
Well, chances are their parents already act like that, so I think they'll be used to it. Well, you know,
you can't make that assumption.
Here's what I say to you.
Yeah.
Okay, and this goes for anyone who comes to a show at Club Pizzazz, whether they be 6 years old or in, you know, 65.
Uh huh.
We have a rule here that goes: what happens at Club Pizzazz stays at Club Pizzazz. Okay? I mean, ask anyone who came to our first Black and Blue Tuesday last week.
What is Black and Blue Tuesday?
That's kind of like an S&M happy hour party.
Oh,
throw.
God. I don't even want to know about it. I don't even want to know about that. You are... You are so misguided.
Hey, you come by. I know Mistress Wanda would love to check you out. She's the hostess.
Yeah, I will definitely not be stopping by.
Well, granted, a couple of the people with the act that was headlining... That night, they did complain a little bit, and that kind of hurt a little bit.
Who was that?
Bible Heroes on Wheels. Why?
You don't see conflicts here.
I don't really know. Like I said, I got that big overhead, you know.
So it's just at all costs to cover this overhead.
Well, look, I'll be honest, and I don't like to admit this, but you know, what promoter likes to admit this? I've had some. Made some bad decisions, some bad shows I booked.
Like, okay.
Basically last week. I lost a ton on this show.
What was the show?
Frankie Sullivan.
Who was Frankie Sullivan?
The original singer for Survivor.
Yeah, well, Frankie's... I didn't even know that.
Well, I knew it, and I thought I thought Newbridge would know it too, but I only sold 200 tickets in advance. This place holds, you know, this place holds 2,000.
So
I sell 200 tickets in advance, and the jerk shows up, but he won't even play Eye.
Eye what? Eye of the Tiger?
That's right, yeah.
He won't even play it.
No. He said it was a stupid song from his past and that he wanted to play the stuff from his new album only, Dirty Talk. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm just digesting this.
Eating a hoagie?
No, I'm not eating a hoagie. I'm just... So, the guy from Survivor.
Right.
Frankie Sullivan.
Yeah.
That, I didn't even know that was his name.
Well, I thought you were a rock fan. I guess not.
Yeah, you're right. I apologize. I don't know anything about rock. I didn't know the name of the first singer for Survivor.
Accepted.
Oh, no, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
So he shows up.
Right.
And you have 200 tickets sold.
Yeah.
At how much a ticket?
32.
So 32 a ticket. What kind of guarantee did you give this guy?
Plus the $8 service charge.
How much?
$8.
And $8,
yeah.
So that's a little...
Handling.
Well, that's actually kind of... Okay, sure, whatever.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's within the realm of...
Totally.
It's on the high end of...
Totally.
Of passable.
Yeah.
So what kind of guarantee did you guarantee Frankie Sullivan?
His guarantee was $30,000.
Yeah, you guaranteed... You had to pay $30,000?
That was a huge song. You can't go to an arena without hearing that song.
But maybe people don't want to pay, and...
I know, it's this whole downloading thing in the computer rock, or whatever they call it.
So, yeah, computer, yeah, you're right there on the cutting edge, huh?
That sarcasm again, or what?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so I figured.
So, you pay this guy $30,000.
Yeah.
And you sold...
200 tickets.
200 tickets,
yeah.
At $30, we'll,
yeah,
just say. So you're just really coming up short on this.
I came up way short, and it gets worse, though. Halfway into the show, Frankie gets into this huge blow-up with this one patron who drove all the way from Ocean Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And the guy really wanted to hear I, and Frankie picks him up out of the audience and throws him into the drum kit. And the guy got cut pretty bad on a cymbal.
So he actually injured an audience member.
Exactly. And then Frankie, you know, freaks out, and he runs out to his tour bus, and he demands that his bus driver drive away, like, right then. And on the way out, they smash into 20 cars in the parking lot. And he leaves the band behind, stranded. Who we beat the crap out of.
He throws the guy into the drum set.
Yeah.
Then, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to digest this, okay, this image.
Sure.
Then what happens?
He picks him up, he throws him in the drum kit, the guy's cut up.
Yeah.
Then Frankie runs out of the venue onto his tour bus and just orders the driver to drive away right then. And on the way out, he smashes into 20 of our patrons' cars, leaving his own band behind and crew.
Oh, my God.
Who we beat the crap out of.
That's horrifying.
Right, that was the best part of the night.
It's just beating these guys up?
Yeah. Me and the audience beat him up.
I don't know what to say.
Well, he committed a heinous sin against me and my family.
By not performing Eye of the Tiger?
No, by saying that Sylvester Stallone was creepy. Over the PA.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just lost your shirt on that.
I did, and I lost my shirt on another show just a couple days later.
What was that?
Alex Lifeson's statue.
Alex what? Alex Lifeson?
Alex Lifeson's statue.
That's the guy from Rush?
Yeah, I had to get full refunds.
What is that? Alex Lifeson's statue?
Yeah, that's the name of his show. You know how Chuck Berry does those tours where it's just him and the promoter provides him with a band in every town?
Yeah, where they just get guys who can do pickup versions of Chuck Berry songs.
You know, can play, like, you know, Roll Over Beethoven, you know, et cetera. And it's just, you know, easy songs that anyone can play pretty much.
Yeah.
That's how Alex tours.
So Alex Lifeson,
yeah,
the guitarist from Rush,
yeah,
has like a side thing called what? Alex Lifeson's statue?
Exactly. But unfortunately, the music he plays is really complicated, and like a lot of Rush songs, and then a lot of Seuss tunes and weird time signatures.
Yeah, a lot of changes and like, a lot of...
Exactly, yeah. So none of the guys I hired could really play that stuff well, you know? So the guitarist I hired, E. Paul Vandenham, he just walked off stage like 2 minutes into Temple of Cyrenix, which was the first song of the night.
And just quit.
He quit, and by the end of the show, it was just Alex standing up there.
And you had to give refunds.
I'm sorry, it was just Alex and the statue. Over the course of the show, he makes this statue of himself out of clay. He's really good at it, too.
I didn't even know he did that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what they call that. That's not like a... That wouldn't be like a potter, would it? That would be like a...
A sculptor?
An artist. A sculptor. Yeah, that's exactly it. He's more of an artisan, I think, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, at the end of the night, he raffles it off, and but, you know, there was no one left to raffle it off to. Everybody asked for their money back, you know, for another reason I would rather not get into.
Well, just give me a hint.
I billed the show as Rush.
So you billed the show as Rush.
Yeah.
You probably sold the place out.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because it's not Rush. You got one-third of Rush building
it. Count for something.
What?
It counts for something.
Yeah, it doesn't count for enough to call it Rush, though.
Oh, I didn't know. I was talking to Bill Graham here.
What?
I didn't know. I was talking to Bill Graham here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I have no right to...
Yeah,
I apparently have to be an expert on booking stuff if I don't call that a fraud.
Well... You listen to me. Here's how we're going to pull this out, you and I together, all right? And I need your help with this to get the word out. Two big things I'm banking on are coming up.
Okay.
I'm going to book Angela and Renee for a show.
And what is Angela and Renee?
If you've watched TV or opened the newspaper in the last 2 days, you know who they are. There's the two Carolina Panthers cheerleaders who got caught in the bathroom together down in Tampa.
Oh, the cheerleaders that got fired.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. You want to book them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they've kind of thrown themselves out there as being a team. And I don't know, just off the top of my head, something like I could see it billed as like, I don't know, sex slaves of the NFL, something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Super entertaining, don't you think?
That just sounds like it's not even a show as much as it's like some kind of sleaze thing.
Well, here's the show comes in. I'm thinking getting like a 8 or 9 of the kids from the Newbridge High football team in to dance around with them and, you know, do whatever happens, do whatever transpires.
Oh, God. Those are children.
You know, we actually have an opening, 7 o'clock opening on January 23rd, right after the Little Miss Newbridge pageant. That could probably work there.
No. That is a disaster. Why don't you realize that these things are just collisions?
Are you going to tell me that Desperate Housewives Night is a disaster waiting to happen?
What is that?
Desperate Housewives Night.
What is that? When is that?
You've seen the show, right?
Desperate Housewives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard of it.
Sure.
Sunday nights. This is similar. We couldn't spell it housewives, so it's housewives with an F.
So Desperate Housewives.
Night, yeah.
And what is that?
Basically, we're going to find the hottest housewives in Newbridge and pair them up with the most recent parolees from Newbridge State Pen.
No, I don't even want to know any more than that.
Very discreet, very discreet.
It sounds horrifying.
Well, hear me out. The women... They'll wear masks, so...
I can't. That's horrifying.
Well...
That just sounds like you have convicts coming into a thing with housewives.
Parolees. Come on, show them some respect, you jerk. Oh, you want this job or not?
Oh, no, I don't, no. Oh, you thought I was auditioning for the job?
Basically. I mean, I was hoping after we talked, you'd say, I want to promote these shows and I want to play these songs, you know?
Absolutely not. And I'm not going to apologize for not showing these parolees the respect that you're saying that I didn't show them.
Well, forget about those creeps. Let's go back to the music.
Oh, so they're creeps now.
Oh, scum. Sorry.
Whatever. Okay, let's go forward.
I'm going to have Lava send over some CDs in a care package, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, let's just say I think you'll find the courier very much to your liking.
Okay, again.
Same goes for the gift that's going to be accompanying those CDs.
This is sleazy. This is... What was that? Oh, so cocaine. Okay.
You said it. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you pretty much said it by...
Like, you're in radio, man.
What's that mean?
I know you guys do that, just like all the guys at Spin.
Like the guys at Spin?
Yeah, I've heard about those guys, too.
What, doing coke?
I don't know what they do over there, but it's something.
I don't even...
Right here, I don't know. Just talking.
You're just talking. Okay.
We're just shooting the ass hit, right?
Yeah, so I can look forward to a picture, you sending over some cocaine and CDs.
I don't know. Hey, I didn't say it. You did. Hey, well, how about this? At the very least, you can help me out with this.
Uh-huh.
I need you to smooth some things over between me and the city.
Between you and Newbridge?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm kind of in Dutch with them. A couple items.
Okay. Well, in what specifically?
Well, a couple handfuls of people have reported getting sick after drinking some of the mixed drinks that we serve at the Club Pizzazz.
Uh-huh. What mixed drinks?
Well, you know, like, basically anything involving ice.
Well, what's wrong with your ice?
Well, we use this different kind / cheaper ice. Water, that, you know, to make the ice that we buy from next door.
You use a what?
A different kind of water.
A different kind of water.
It's a little cheaper. It's just ice. It goes into ice.
And what from the place you're next door to Mickey Goodnight's?
The other place.
Newbridge Chemical.
Yeah. Why?
So you're getting the water from the chemical company?
Well, they call it runoff water. I mean, it's perfectly good water, you know, that they use to decontaminate their processing equipment, hose stuff down with.
So you're getting, and you're using that water for ice?
Only to make ice. We don't actually use it to, you know, mix with other things. It's, you know, it just goes into the ice. So I think we're pretty much. I think these people are hypnochondriacs or whatever they call them. I don't know. But so that's one thing.
Yeah,
that's the first thing.
They're just getting sick.
I
from
think.
It.
So.
Okay, sure.
Well,
what's the next?
A couple handfuls.
Okay. What's the next thing?
I'm sure you're aware of this big power outage that we had on Sunday. Remember that?
Yeah, around like 6 o'clock.
Exactly. Yeah, that was from us.
That was from you guys?
Yeah.
Well, how did you cause a power outage?
Well, most Sunday afternoons we show every game that's on TV basically everywhere in the U.S. and Europe.
Uh-huh.
Got like 260 of these massive state-of-the-art plasma TVs going at once.
Yeah.
And then on the huge PA that we got, we kind of pump in all this blazing techno all day long, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, the building couldn't handle it. We had a brownout. Actually, it was a purple out.
What is a purple out?
It was the first one ever in New Jersey. Like, basically all the lights from here to Newbridge Estates went purple before they actually kind of exploded.
They went purple? I don't even know how
I know.
That...
Like I said, it's completely rare. I think there's been, like, one ever on Earth, maybe.
A purple out?
Yeah.
So I don't even know what. Well, you said it's rare.
I mean,
so
it was kind of impressive, but ultimately, it's a bad thing, you know. But basically, my brother Ricky, he built the power grid here, and the city investigators saying that when the grid overloaded, it sent particles into the system, and those particles then kind of form this big cloud of gas that escapes the containment area beneath the club. And basically, that floated off into the atmosphere.
Oh, why do you have a containment area underneath the club?
Why do you ask?
Well, why do you have one?
Well, Ricky, I don't know, I guess Ricky, he's very much a forward thinker.
Uh-huh.
And he thought that, you know, there's a possibility when you're dealing with electricity that there could be some weird vapors happening.
Okay.
You know, so he was smart thinking about that, but unfortunately the containment area wasn't really strong enough to kind of contain these particles. And they basically got out and...
Well, that sounds incredibly dangerous.
Well, that's what the city's saying, and basically, here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get me on these bioterrorism charges, like my family's still doing that stuff.
Your family did do bioterrorism?
Well, it's no secret my dad's in the hut for something sort of similar.
What did he do?
Well, he poisoned Police Chief Nick Wilkins' steak with cyanide once.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that over?
Parking ticket.
Why? Wow. You guys don't mess around.
Well, you know what they say.
No, I don't.
Stay out of my driveway.
That's what they say?
That's what we say. That's what we always say. Basically.
Yeah, that sounds like it might not go much further than your family.
Yeah, it goes further than the driveway, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, are you going to work me or what?
No.
You're going to do it.
You're going to do it.
You're going to do it well.
I don't think so.
You're going to excel at this. I know you are.
At being Hype Master General?
Yep.
I'm going to have to pass.
Well, you know, I talked to Ricky today.
Your brother?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And he says he can make it so one of those clowns goes into specific buildings. I don't know, like FMU, for instance.
One of the clouds that he set off.
Yeah.
With these plasma screen TVs exploding.
Uh-huh. All I have to do is give the word to old Richard.
And a cloud is going to come after me.
Yep. It's called a geek-seeking cloud.
Oh, I'm a geek.
Yep. Basically all you guys over there are.
Oh, I'm sorry we're not as cool as everybody over at Club Pizzazz
It's hard to be that
Yeah,
cool.
I'm sorry we're not as cool as everybody at the Frankie Sullivan show the other night.
Right, well, you know.
What are you drinking?
Vodka. Why?
That sounded like a full... That didn't sound like a sip of vodka.
It wasn't a sip.
It didn't sound like
I take life by the horns, and I take my vodka by the horns when I chug it.
How big of a glass of vodka do you
it's
have?
It's a pint glass.
A pint glass full of vodka.
Yep.
Wow. Well, you are completely...
I can handle it. Can you handle it?
I doubt it.
I
probably couldn't, and I'm not claiming that I can or brag. I don't have to brag to other adults about how much alcohol I can drink.
No, but I do know what you do need to do.
What's that?
Put on a gas mask.
What's that supposed to mean? Because you're going to set this thing after me?
I'm not going to. Ricky's going to.
I hate you. And
Ricky did it already.
Yeah.
2 minutes ago.
He did it already.
2 minutes ago.
So there's going to be a...
Oh, man. Let me just say, I'm out in the air, am I?
Yes, you're on the air. Geez.
Okay, well, anyway, I don't care. Hey, listeners, you're going to have some dead air, and I mean that literally, in about 2 minutes. So, Tommy.
Yeah?
Put on a record. I would advise you to put on something like, I don't know, side 3 of Tarkus, maybe.
Okay.
So that'll take you into like 20 minutes, and then hopefully the fire department or the rescue squad can come in, and you won't have dead air. You'll have some classic ELP going on there.
All right.
While you're dead.
While I'm dead.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the little head start there.
Oh, you got it.
I'll look for. I seriously doubt there's going to be a cloud of what, like some whatever. I didn't want to.
Hey. In like a minute, you're going to feel it. But I do want to mention to everybody, 14th of December, the Fuzz Bombs are going to be at Club Pizzazz. And also, please be sure to come on out for Antigone Rising on the 1st of December. It's going to be great. And Dworkin's Tribe is going to be great. So anyway, Tom, I'll see you in hell. And good night, everybody. Keep pizzazzing.
Is that your little slogan?
That's my slogan. You know what your slogan is?
What?
I'm dying. We'll be right back.
thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.